There are more signs today that the Federal Reserve may raise interest rates next month. The president of the St. Louis Fed said that more factors are favoring a gradual rate increase and that keeping rates too low for too long could have risks. And we've heard similar comments from the Fed presidents in San Francisco and Boston. Joining us now is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So we also got the minutes, the sort of notes from a meeting that the Fed had last week that seem to be pointing again towards a rate hike, another one in June. What are some of the factors that they're looking at that are favoring an increase?
Well, the officials are seeing that the labor market is improving. And we know that over the last year or so, we are seeing a good number of jobs created on a monthly basis. In the last Labor Department report, we also saw wages increase. That was one area the Fed's really closely watching. And I think overall, there's a sense that we're getting more broad-based hiring. So that's one part of the Fed's mandate. Hey, have a good enough economy so everyone who wants a job can get a job. The other part of the mandate is to make sure that there is enough inflation so that the economy keeps moving forward, but not too little so that things are just stagnant. And we did see some price pressure start to build up towards this Fed target of around 2% year over year. Put those two things together and the Fed says, hey, maybe June is okay.
And what about those who still believe that June is not okay, that the rates should stay low?
Well, look, the labor market's not fixed, okay? We know that. So I think there are a lot of people who are saying we still have so many people who are out of work for over 6 months. We've got too many people who are working part-time who want full-time work. And sure, we got a nice, decent wage bump last month, but we haven't seen many months in a row where we're starting to see wage increases across the board. And then there are also those who say, look, there's no great evidence that things are motoring ahead in the economy. Why not just wait and see how things evolve? There's one last thing I should point out about this June meeting, and that is 1 week later, the UK votes on whether or not to leave the European Union.
Right.
And there are many people who say there's no way the Fed's going to make a move 1 week in advance of that vote because it could be destabilizing.
Well, and would it be a surprise to people if they did raise the rates? That was not what was expected by many earlier this year, that there would be another rate increase in June. Does that have its own risks if you surprise the markets with a boost?
Well, I think it does, but I also think that's why a lot of these Fed officials are running around giving speeches saying, hey, June's not off the table. Now, I don't think it's going to be June. The market doesn't think so, but the bond market was voting in terms of like absolutely zero chance to a little bit bigger chance. So what does that mean? It means that the Fed is trying to jawbone the market, talk it into understanding, look, the economy's getting better. We are going to raise interest rates, even though the bond market thinks there's only going to be one rate increase this year and it's going to be December. The Fed's trying to say, hey, it could happen sooner. So don't be freaking out when it does happen. That's the message. It's probably working pretty well because by the way, today, even after those comments, the stock market's up.
Well, and what about mortgage rates? Just a few seconds left here, but what's it going to do to that if they do raise rates?
You know what? This is short-term interest rates. Mortgage rates remain pretty low. I think, generally speaking, if you're looking to buy a house, this year's still good times. You know, we've got very low mortgage rates. That said, if you are waiting around to refinance and you think 3 years from now you're going to have these low rates, there's no way that's going to happen. So get out there and do your refi.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks.
Take care.